It's all over.
There goes the final whistle. We're here at Cusick Park and Ennis, the opening game in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship, and it's gone the way of Donegal, coming from 6-3 down at half-time to see out the win here by 14 points to 9. Donegal really struggled in that opening half. Clare will be disappointed at the end of the 35 minutes that they weren't further ahead. It took a brilliant save from Sean Patton to keep a goal effort out from Sexton in that opening half. Owen Van Galler had a super goal chance, but he decided to feed John Ross Malloy, who spilled the ball, and the danger was averted from a Clare point of view. But Donegal really should have had a goal in that opening half. We didn't see a goal in this game, given the way that both sides were set up. In the end, it was a 5-point win for Donegal, and it was a dominant performance in the second half from the visitors. Clare managed just 3 points, but we had Oisin Gallen with the likes of 4 points today. Kieran Thompson stepping up with 4 points as well. Luke McGlynn got in on the scoring act. Keelan McGonigal scored 2 points, while Hugh McFadden was also on the score sheet. A better second half performance from Donegal, Martin McHugh, and I suppose if you weighed the two halves up and the performance of both sides today, Donegal, they won the game by 5. Clare thought they should have been closer, but Donegal probably edged it, deserved it.
Yeah, deserved it in the end. I mean, they had a lot of wides the first half as well, but the thing about it, the second half performance was far better. It was a brilliant second half performance by Donegal, and you have to be, you know, from a Donegal point of view, be happy, because after the defeat to Down and everything else, the big one was what team was going. Clare had their chances in the first half and they didn't take it, and we look at it, you know, we talk about, suppose, about a man of the match and everything else. Suppose you have to say Sean Patton, with his save the first half that made the difference. His kickouts were brilliant, he made a couple of scores and everything else, so you would have to think Sean Patton man of the match, but you have to say closely followed by Kieran Thompson with his 4 points from play, 4 points from play by Thompson, and Oisin Gallen's 4 points from play, you know, too. And it's good to see Gallen, important to get Gallen on the field, and it was brilliant that he was able to play. And I mean, as people are, you know, talking about taking up a knock, I thought, as I said, the difference, Jason McGee coming in for the second half made a big difference. Keelan McGonigal came right into it, scored 2 points from play. Owen Bannon had a very good first half, more so than the second half, when we needed him in the first half, and he had a very good first half. And up front then, Jimmy Brennan, I thought, did a lot better, and he would do Q McFadden, as I said, out that midfield area and played well. And you know, Jason McGee's substitution did make a difference in that area. So then the huddle out in the field, only goal, it's a good 2 points. We look forward to the Ulster champions coming to Balbuffet in the next game in Balbuffet. So that's what is that 2 weeks away on that weekend, yeah. And we're looking forward to that. So pressure off a little bit here now, which is important enough. And you know, as you said, you'll definitely make the preliminary. You would feel it's hard to see Clare beating either Monaghan or Derry on that performance there today, especially their second half performance. But it's hard to see them doing that.
Can Donegal beat Derry or Monaghan on that performance?
That's going to be tough, but the pressure off. But not, I don't think that performance is good enough. Definitely the second half performance would be better, Oisin, but the first half performance I thought was poor. Now, even though we had a lot of wides and everything else, but a lot of stupid wides, but I thought the second half performance was a lot better. And you know that there. But look, at you have the 2 points in the bag. Derry and Monaghan play now next weekend or whatever, and you know a big game for them now. Who gets the 2 points? They'll feel they're playing for who's going to finish top of the thing and not have to do play in the preliminary quarter final. So big game there for them, you know, pick up injuries, pick up anything else. Then Derry coming to Balbuffet then the following weekend, and from a Donegal point of view, you look at a Donegal playing then you're playing Monaghan probably in Omagh, a neutral venue and everything else. So it's good, that's what's important, the victory and the 2 points
one,
you badly needed it. And we have 2 weeks the next game, so it gives us a chance to get injured players back, gives us a chance to get things differently. So good result for Donegal. That's all you want, is a good result. They're, you know, that's the most important thing, is the result and everything else, and a good second half performance, and some very, very good performances second half. But aren't we lucky that we have Sean Patton, because he does make a big difference. And suppose, as we were saying early on, now, if you push up on the kickouts, he punishes you. And they tried to push up the second half on the kickouts, and he did punish them. But it's great. We'll take the 2 points, and we'll be happy going up the road, Oisin. That's important.
Yeah, the journey won't be as long going home tonight back to Donegal, as Aidan O'Rourke's side will now look forward to a home tie in the All-Ireland Series against Derry on Sunday, the 4th of June. And they'll go into that game buoyed by this victory today. It's a first championship win of the year for Donegal. They've taken victory in Cusick Park in Ennis against Clare to start the All-Ireland Series, winning through by 14 points to 9. A solid second half performance, a 5-point win. We're going to go back to the studio, and we'll hopefully have some reaction from the Donegal camp for you shortly. Many thanks to Martin McHugh and to our sponsors today as well, Highland Motors Mountaintop in Letterkenny, as we return to the studio.